Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast. It's a podcast where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. And here we go. Question number one. In a couple of sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
Hi, my name is Jennifer Nowicki. I'm the owner of Cultivate Taste. I'm a certified tea specialist from the Specialty Tea Institute in New York City. I source, blend, and sell loose leaf teas direct to consumer and wholesaler, and I do not use candy, sugar, or flavorings in any of the teas.
Awesome. Awesome, Jennifer. Question number two. What is the best thing about working with businesses?
I thoroughly enjoy being in the tea business, so I enjoy my connections with the farmers and my customers, and I generally am passionate about my industry, and I enjoy learning about other people's passion in their industry and just making those connections.
Perfect. Perfect. Question number three. I'm hearing from other top executives that getting in front of decision makers is a challenge. What are your thoughts?
Yes, it can be, especially when you're not well known by the decision makers, but I am currently getting some help to be able to get some ins for those decision makers themselves.
Yep. Again, sometimes you just need a little bit of help with it. I agree. Let's get to question number four. What advice you share of other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
I think it's important to have a long-term game, and I think it's important to have a long-term end game plan with other businesses before you fully get engaged with them. You just like to chat, get to know them better, and they get to get you to know you better, and you can build that solid foundation. So when you feel like you're ready to pull the trigger, you have your name and credibility out there. So it makes it easier to feel comfortable with the decision makers.
So how do you start building those relationships with decision makers?
I just connect with them in different, different networking and stuff like that, and just getting to know their business, getting to know more comfortable with them. So.
Okay, that works there. Let's get to question number five. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
I recently met a really nice lady. She's from France. Her name is Anna Rovana, and she's definitely a leader in the global community, and her business is Invest Her. She's all about trying to get women to be more into the venture capital area.
Okay, I will look her up when we're done here, but question number six is the most important question of the podcast, Jennifer, and I need you to focus on this one.
Yeah.
Hey, Jennifer. Tell me about your first time, your first sale.
I would say my first sale was not fully a sale. It was ultimately, is that I taught a tea class at a local private college at St. Norbert's. And I had been going around and around and trying to make these connections. And this one, she understood what I was doing, and it was really easy. And it makes it easier when you get that first one out of the belt. And I enjoyed myself thoroughly.
And it's true. Once you get the first one done, and every other one is much easier. I 100% agree. So Jennifer, you now have 5 minutes and 42 seconds left. We can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we can end early. Go.
All right. My business is Cultivate Taste. As I said, I do the wholesaling, and I do direct customer, cultivatetaste.com is my website. I also do have an Etsy site, which is Cultivate Taste. And the weather, well, it's really rainy here today. And
yeah, we actually talked about that before, because we're both, both different parts of the state, and we're having massive rain. I was like, it's raining so hard. I'm like, I hope you don't hear it on the microphone.
Yes, I know. It actually stopped not too long ago, thank goodness. But who knows? Today is going to just be a rainy day, I think so.
Yeah, where I'm in Colorado, we have little burps every now and then. So, Jennifer, what is your strategy? Because I want to ask you a question about getting all these wholesale accounts. What has been your strategy on that?
I just made most of them. I made with just having connections to people. And then they're the ones who ask me about it. So that's kind of why it works well with me. And that's why I think I answered that earlier, is I like making those connections and getting to know the people. They get to know me and they get a better idea about me, and making those genuine connections. I feel it's so much easier that at least for me, I'm not really good at cold calling and doing like that. I feel I work better when I really make genuine connections with people. So
that works there. So you have 4 minutes left. Is there anything else you want to add, or we can end early?
I guess I'm a short and sweet kind of gal. So
that works there, but no sugar, no added sugars.
That's right.
There we go. You pulled it off. 6 questions in 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it.
CultivateTaste.com.
In the description, it's magic. Jennifer, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you, and I appreciate you for having me here.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. My name is Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day now. Talk to you later. Bye.